Is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd. And folks, it is a nice, wonderful day out there. It's only 75 degrees right now today, and this is kind of the middle of June, almost 4th of July, and it's a beautiful day. It's sunny, sort of, out there today, and it's not that hot. So if this is a day where you have things that you need to get done, go ahead and get them done. We're here today on Talk Radio WZZN for The Point with Bill Crawford. I have a new producer today, Bailey Lowry. Bailey, how you doing?
Hey, doing pretty well. Hey, it's kind of fun going from one board to the other, like kind of like the way this is set up. It's like right across from the other audio production table, so it's like going from like the future board and out of the past board to what I was on. But hey, have it join your Mr. Crawford.
No, you can say crawdad if you want.
Crawdad.
That was Bailey was my producer for a year on my ESPN football show, Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff, which will return during football season. Hopefully Army will have a good year. Speaking of Army, let me talk about something that I did the other day that I told people I would give them an update on, and that is the DOD Veterans, not DOD, the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs Veterans Cemetery that's going to be located in the Maysville area. I went to a meeting about that. It was a town hall hosted by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, and also in attendance was Congressman Dale Strong and many other dignitaries. And what I want to report is this, is that is real. It's happening. It's not just a dream. You can go ahead, if you're a veteran, you can go ahead and submit your paperwork right now to go ahead and get your spot reserved. And one thing I did want to report, and this is something if you're contemplating this, you probably need to go ahead and dig it up, and that is your DD-214, Department of Defense Form 214, which documents your time in the service and also documents your discharge. And if you have a need for that, go ahead and get it. You don't want to wait till it's too late, till a family member has passed away and you're trying to scramble around and try to find that document. Go ahead and get it now. And you can submit all that stuff to the Department of Veterans Affairs, and you can do it at this website, Cemetery, C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y. I misspelled that the first time, C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y at va.alabama.gov. And if you want to have your spouse interred or cremated and placed in a calabrium with you, you need to go to that area too. But for the spouse, you need to have your wedding license on hand. You're going to have to either scan or mail those documents in. And if you have any questions about that, you can call the VA Department, the Department of Veterans Affairs for Alabama at 251-625-1338. And one thing they did mention that I want to make totally clear to everyone is in a national veterans cemetery, sometimes National Guardsmen and reservists are not eligible for interment, but that is not the case in the state of Alabama. You can do that, and you just have to be honorably discharged. So more information is going to be coming on out on that very soon, but the place to go is cemetery at va.alabama.gov. So that was my report on that. It's a very going to be a very beautiful piece of property, and I don't look forward to being there, but I am glad that I'm eligible except for one major requirement. And you should know intuitively what that is. Another thing I wanted to talk about today, because this just seems so trite and petty, but it's in the news, and that is the fact that people are giving the President of the United States grief because of his desire to have the reflecting pool at the Washington Monument look like something a little more than a cesspool. Now, there's all kinds of stuff going on with that. There's algae growing. The water has turned bright green, and it's supposed to be blue. So why is that going on? The president says people have been vandalizing that, and that may have been the case. But this has happened before. There was a major rehab of the pool in 2012, the reflecting pool, and what happened was exactly the same thing, algae outbreaks, and just nasty water. And what are some of the reasons for that? Well, I can tell you, I've had some experience with managing pools in my lifetime, and algae is a problem that can hit you when you least expect it, especially in a pool such as the reflecting pool, where it is large, it is shallow, and when it's shallow, that makes the water even hotter during the warm summertime, and the water in the reflecting pool is not circulating. It's pretty much just sitting there stagnating. And when something like that stagnates, yes, you can get algae in there all the time. So what can they do about this thing other than just complain about it and say that, you know, the president wants his pool to look good?
Hey, look. Well, part of the funny thing is, I mean, they had people out there like working to kind of drain the pool and like work on trying to get repairs on it. But coincidentally, during that time, a thunderstorm was going on, kind of refilling the water in the pool.
Well, you know, Bailey, that's one of the things I was going to mention is when you have a pool and you were trying to put chemicals in it, your enemy is the rain. And so what do? Well, you treat the water. They're trying that. And I would say this, there are advanced treatments in a pool, such as a saltwater system, which solves that problem almost immediately. Another is better water circulation. Perhaps they should put something in that pool to make the water circulate. Another issue is, where's that water coming from? If it's coming from water sources that are nearby D.C., such as the Potomac River, it's possible that water that's being pumped into the pool, if it's being pumped in, not filtered, has algae in it in the first place. And the reflecting pool is a national treasure. A lot of people think about it. They think of seeing the famous scene of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, or sometimes people even think about Forrest Gump's Jenny running through the pool. That's my Jenny. And the bottom line is this. How about we not criticize someone for trying to make something better for a change? If people are in there messing it up on purpose, shame on them. But let's just let whoever the authorities are try to make it such that pool looks like what it is supposed to be, and that is a pool that reflects the image of the Washington Monument. And stop complaining, folks. Come on. I know I've had troubles with a pool myself in the past, and if I was them, I'd hire the people that clean my pool and put a saltwater system in. But that'll take care of it without a doubt, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. So that's enough about the pool. I just wanted to mention that because it's lead. I guess there's not a heck of a lot going on in the country when the lead story is a storm and second story is the pool, but we are in a sort of a dull time in the country, sports-wise and otherwise. So, Bailey, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and be joined by our first guest.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza. Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Now is your last chance to pay what we paid during the final days of employee pricing at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. I'm Bobby White, encouraging you to hurry in and lock in the same deal that our employees get on over 280 available new Fords. New Bronco Sports started under $28,000. New 25 Broncos starting at under $39,000. Or how about a new 26 Explorer starting at under $36,880. Or 26 F-150 Crew Cab 4x4s, they started under $44,500. And with your good credit, you can get financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months on a brand new Mach-E. Remember, Lynn Layton Ford will never make you pay any dealer dock fees or ridiculous upcharges. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. You pay what we paid during the final days of employee pricing at Lynn Layton Ford, in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or visit us online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. Give us a call if you want at 256-382-0724. We are efforting to reach our first guest. For some reason, we're having a breakdown in communication, but that's okay. So what are you doing out there today in radio land? Hopefully you're enjoying the week. Yesterday, this station, but our sister station, ESPN The Zone 97.7, hosted their fourth annual Rocket City Sports Awards, sponsored by the Huntsville City Council, Huntsville Sports Commission and Baumhauer's. That was a great event. We honored everyone who was anybody in high school sports, college sports. We honored the teams, the individuals, the coaches. They all received an award, and I had the privilege of presenting the award to the North Alabama Professional Athlete of the Year, which was Mr. Philip Rivers. And if you recall his story, you know, Philip is from right around here. He's from over in Decatur, or Athens. Is it Decatur or Athens?
I think Decatur. I'm not 100% on that either.
I'm not 100% on that, but he played high school football around here. He was not recruited to Alabama. He was recruited to North Carolina State, and he went to North Carolina State, set the woods on fire, and after that had a very long professional football career with both the San Diego Chargers and later with the Indianapolis Colts. And I thought what was pretty cool about what he did is Indianapolis lost all of their quarterbacks. They were down literally to giving the water boy the football and letting him trying to throw it. And they called Philip Rivers, who was down in the Fairhope area coaching his little kids in football. And they said, hey, come on, play some quarterback for us. And he did. After not having thrown a football in years, Philip Rivers came back, and in the final three games of the season, he completed 60% of his passes, 65% actually. He had 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and he did it in a very impressive way. And I like to think that Philip and I had something in common, and that's the fact that we were both grandfathers. So I was really pleased to see him win that award. He could not be there with us last night, but he did send a video message, and it was very encouraging to see that. So that's what happened in my world yesterday, and it was a very enjoyable thing. By the way, I do believe you can go to our sister station's website, which is ESPN977.com. And that whole event, an hour, it really went fast. It's 90 minutes. It's posted there, and you can watch the whole thing. And if you really are interested in seeing me, you can scramble through and go forward to the part where I'm making my brief presentation. Didn't have a lot to say, but hey, that means I didn't have a lot of opportunity to screw it up. So let's talk a little bit about this day in history, because on this day in history, there was a very seemingly insignificant event at that time, but it turned out being one of the most significant events of the 1970s and in the history of the President of the United States. And that was when President Richard Milhouse Nixon and his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, were taped discussing a plan to let the CIA obstruct the FBI's Watergate investigation. And when this conversation became germane and the public were aware of it, well, that triggered pretty much the Watergate investigation and the beginning of the end of the Nixon administration. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are not my age who probably say, well, what the heck is Watergate? Probably the only thing that you can recall that has anything to do with Watergate is a little scene in the movie Forrest Gump, where Forrest is awakened by people going around in the hotel with flashlights, and he says somebody needs to get up there and do something about it. And supposedly Forrest was the one who triggered the Watergate burglars being caught. But the Watergate burglars were, I guess I'd have to say, a bunch of bumbling fools. They broke into the headquarters of the Democratic National Convention Committee, which was in the Watergate Hotel in the D.C. area. By the way, that's still there. You can go by and see it anytime you want to. And they wanted to find out what sort of information they may have had about the Nixon campaign, which was doomed to fail from the start because its name was CREEP, the Committee to Reelect the President. And anytime you name something like that, you're gambling that something bad is going to happen. Well, what happened was they got caught in that burglary, and at first it was just a blip on the horizon. Didn't even make the news. Nobody even thought a thing about it until two reporters from the Washington Post, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, who had a source in the Nixon White House that was called Deep Throat, who started telling people little hints, or Woodward and Bernstein telling them little hints and little snippets of information that led them to continually investigate this. And their investigation, again, it led to the demise of the Nixon administration. Nixon sort of began to panic. He secretly recorded everything that went on in his office. And he was told by a special prosecutor to release those tapes because the special prosecutor, named Archibald Cox, wanted to hear what they had to say. Well, what Nixon did, which is kind of sort of a political topic you see happening nowadays, fired the special prosecutor. That's one way to do it. So the public sort of demanded, and Nixon then reported a new special prosecutor named Leon Jaworski. And Leon Jaworski was actually able to get the Watergate tapes subpoenaed. And there were some tapes in there that they call the smoking gun tapes, where there were actual conversations between Nixon, Haldeman, and others, where they were talking about how they were trying to block the investigation and trying to cover it up. And the big incriminating thing is there was an 18-minute gap in the tapes where Nixon's secretary kind of covered for him and said, well, you know, I just made a mistake when I was doing the recording and I accidentally pushed the wrong button and I didn't realize it until 18 minutes later. Well, that did not fly very well. And so what ended up happening is President Nixon resigned. And after he resigned, that was essentially a disaster for the Republican Party. They lost a lot of credibility, and they lost drastically in the upcoming elections. Gerald Ford succeeded. He was the vice president at the time, and he succeeded Richard Nixon as the president. And Haldeman actually ended up spending quite a bit of time in prison. He was sentenced to 2.5 to 8 years. He served actually 18 months, and then he was let go. That had a little impact on my life, too, because the minority counsel for the party, the Republican Party, that was actually prosecuting the investigation was a guy named Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson, many of you may have seen him. He's a noted actor. He was in a lot of movies. He was in No Way Out. Played an admiral. He was in some of the Tom Clancy movies where, again, he played an admiral. And Fred Thompson was from my hometown, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and actually played on the high school football team with my dad. And Fred Thompson wrote a letter for me that pretty much got me into West Point, so I was always indebted to him. And he later wrote a book about the Watergate investigation called At That Point in Time, which is still available on Amazon if you would ever be so inclined to read it. But that happened this day in 1972. That's when Richard Nixon made the fatal mistake of talking to H.R. Haldeman about the Watergate investigation and the cover-up. And it led to his downfall big time. So what happened this day in your life? I'd be like to know. Give me a call at 256-382-0724. And Bailey, if we could, let's take a quick break and see if we can round up our guest, if that's okay with you. If you can figure out the right buttons to push and how to get us off the air here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back with you folks.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfer's elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfer's elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfer's elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490. Or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Drier conditions arrive for this Tuesday across the Tennessee Valley. We'll sit under a partly cloudy sky. High temperatures reaching the low 80s for the afternoon. Heading into Tuesday night, we remain quiet. Low temperatures fall into the low 60s for the overnight.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And we are glad to have you with us today, however you may be doing that. You can be doing that on your handy-dandy HD radio, or you can be listening to us on all kinds of things. You can be listening on our Talk Radio WZZN.com website. You can be listening on X, or you can be listening on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Love to have you there any way that you can see to do that. And probably the best way is to go ahead and download our app at the App Store. Just search Talk Radio WZZN. It will pop up, touch it, and guess what? A little circle will appear, and it will say, get the app, and you will get the app. And that's all there is to it. A very strange story is appearing in Alabama. It's one that I've been tracking for quite some time. And, you know, this reminds me of my favorite author, a guy named Hunter S. Thompson, who you folks may or may not have heard of before. He wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Fear and Loathing in on the Campaign Trail, The Great Shark Hunt, and many others. And he has a quote that I have always used when it seems appropriate, and that quote is this: when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And the weird are turning pro in Alabama right now when it comes down to our gubernatorial race. What has happened now is there is a challenge that a couple of people have filed, a legal challenge, not the previous challenge, which was through the Republican Party, for the Republican Party to determine whether or not they thought that Senator Tuberville was qualified for his residency to be the governor of Alabama. And note, by the way, the residency requirements for senator and governor are a whole lot different. You have to meet a 7-year residency requirement to be the governor, not so with the senator. You just have to be a resident of the state at the year of the elections. Big difference there. And this lawsuit, however, is not about that at all. The lawsuit was filed by a couple of veterans who said this guy is not qualified to be governor. And there has been a countersuit filed by the Attorney General and Senator Tuberville that essentially says, and this is really confusing legal mumbo jumbo, but it essentially says that the Alabama Constitution does not give the state of Alabama the authority to challenge whether or not one should be on the ballot prior to an election. Now, that is a mouthful, and that is very confusing. But I almost feel like reading some of this stuff, but it's difficult for me, even me and my rapier-like wit and mind to understand. But essentially what they're saying is you do not, under Alabama law, the Alabama does not have the authority to remove someone who has been placed on the ballot by his party. And they say that the only time that can happen is after the election. So what in the heck does that mean?
Yeah, it's kind of the crux of, I mean, even Tuberville kind of saying himself, like he's trying to get, like kind of dismissing the lawsuit itself, saying like we want this to be decided by the voters, not the courts, like when it comes to this kind of decision. But I mean, that really is kind of the crux of Tuberville's defense, is this bylaw and out in the Alabama Constitution.
Well, that is, in fact, what is going on. I don't know how this is going to come out. I just wish it would go away one way or the other. Either this guy, who has been a senator and has been a very successful senator, is either qualified to be the governor or he is not. And I think this is going to create some bad vibes for the Tuberville campaign. Because it almost looks like they're trying to pull a fast one on this one, just to use some sort of legal mumbo jumbo to make this thing just go away.
Yeah, a little bit. Has that not been like the main criticism though of Tuberville? Has been, it's like, is he really even like does he even really know what's going on here? Like, is he is he ingrained enough in the state to where like we would feel comfortable with him being the one at the helm of Alabama's problems? It's like flip-flopping between Alabama and Florida. That's at least my main criticism with him, is that I'm not sure where he lies.
Well,
like, is he truly an Alabamian, or is he more of a Floridian now?
Well, my point is, I think he is, having been a senator for quite some time, he is very cognizant of what's happening in Alabama, and I think these challenges should have been resolved way before now, because if he was not, well, again, qualifications are different, but if he was not good enough to be the senator, why would he be good enough to be governor? But over 85% of the Alabama voters said that's who we want to have leading the Republican Party. So I will put a link on this on our website, and you can read it for yourself and see if you can make sense of it, because to me it fits definitely in the Hunter S. Thompson definition of the going has gotten weird and the weird are turning pro. And it almost seems like some of these legal movies you see where they say, let's just keep throwing stuff on the wall and maybe something will stick.
cut to that court scene and God, no, why am I blanking on the movie? You know which one I'm talking about. Tom Cruise in the military. God, you know,
A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Yes, A Few Good Men.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth. Yeah, exactly.
you can't handle the truth. Well, speaking of handling the truth, let's take a break. Our first guest obviously is doing something more important than talking to us, and he ain't coming on today. So we'll be back in a minute to finish up the second hour of this show.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Hey golfers, Huntsville has a new place to play golf. The newest, nicest, and only multi-location indoor golf venue in Huntsville is The Golfus. For a limited time, you can grab an unlimited membership for just $99 a month. That's right, play every day for just $99 a month. Check it out. All the details are on thegolfus.com. That's The Golfus, two locations in Huntsville and coming soon to Madison.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And we are glad to have you with us today. Kind of a slow news today in this world, in this country of ours. the big news is the weather, I guess. And the weather, I hope, has passed us by. It doesn't seem to be passing by a lot of other places in the Midwest and also even on the East Coast. So hopefully you're in a good weather situation like we are. It couldn't be a better day to go outside. And actually, I think it's dried out enough where you could cut your grass if you wanted to. So give it a shot if you need to. Go out there, crank that old lawnmower up, and cut the grass. One of the things I did want to talk about, we have a little bit of time to cover this, is many of you know I used to work for the housing industry. I was the executive director of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders. And what we did then, this was right after I left active duty military. I did it for 14 years. And I used to tell people I went from the business of destruction in the Army to the business of construction in the civilian world. But we really, I wasn't a builder. I was just their executive director and pretty much their lobbyist. And what do you have to lobby for if you're in the housing industry? Doesn't everybody want housing to be good? Doesn't everybody want people to be able to have a house and own it, that they can live in it? Well, you would think that would be the case, and to a degree it is, but there are a lot of people, we call them NIMBYs, not in my backyard, who would say, hey, I got my house, I'm happy, and oh, by the way, I don't want anything else built in my neighborhood because it's getting too congested and it's causing pollution and it's causing this and it's causing that. But really the bottom line is housing is a good thing to have happen. When people are in, and we've had a lot of guests on to talk about housing, but when people are living in their house, they're building equity. That's how America builds wealth, is through home ownership. So what are some of the obstacles to housing? Well, if you have a group of people who say, we don't want anything more built around here, well, what can they do? They can make it virtually impossible to build a house by putting extensive regulations on it, environmental regulations, permitting regulations, all kinds of fee. Impact fees was one of the favorite things they used to do. They'd say, well, you know, if you build a new house here, you're going to impact our neighborhood and our school system, so we're going to charge you in the home building industry tons and tons of money that nobody else in the world has to pay just for the privilege of building this house. Now, think about this for a second. Those were actually charged to new homes, but if you moved in an apartment, no, nothing like that whatsoever, or a mobile home, none of that. Well, the Congress has recognized that there is a problem, and that problem is that housing has gotten too unaffordable. And they enacted, by a vote of 85-5 in the Senate, the road, it's called the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, passed yesterday on June 22nd by a vote of 85-5. And people say that this is the most significant aspect of housing that's happened in the Congress in years and years and years. And it's supposed to address housing shortages, reduce the costs that I talked about, expand home ownership opportunities, and remove regulatory barriers that, and there are many out there, that slow construction. So what this is supposed to do, what it's intended to do, is expand the supply of affordable housing. And by the way, if you're a young couple right now wanting to build your first home, good luck. It's pretty hard. Right now they're saying the average age in America of a first-time home buyer is 41 years old. And I know for a fact there are tons of people out there who are a lot younger than 41 who want to have a house, Bailey included.
As I'm raising my hand probably as high as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and part of the problem, which I'm looking at the bill now and I'm glad it addresses it too, is part of the issue was some of these, I would say, like Fortune 500, bigger companies actually buying housing properties and buying apartment property, like not entire apartment buildings, but like properties within the apartment building and housing properties themselves, which would then inflate the value of the other properties around it, even though no one was really living in them like that.
Well, one thing this law does, Bailey, it does address that, and it says for these big investors – who are so a lot of these people, and we've had Matt Curtis on talking about this before. You know, big corporations come in and they buy blocks of houses, and they're just buying them for investments, and they may rent them out. But when they do that, that takes those houses off the market, and there's not as many houses for people to buy. And this law is going to say, hey, if you're a big, huge incorporation of the Elon Musk type genre, then you can't do that. You're capped at 350 houses. So that's one thing it does, and it's going to encourage these local governments that try to block all this stuff to adopt. Now, can it mandate that? I don't think so. But it's going to encourage them to adopt zoning and land use reforms and create pilot programs that are going to enhance the capability of people to build and buy their own home. And it's also going to make some more financing tools available. Like, as an example, if you're a veteran, you can get a VA loan. You don't have to make a down payment. Doesn't apply to everyone else. So I don't know. I hope this law passes the whole House. I hope President Trump signs it. Right now, as an example, it is just too expensive to buy a home.
I mean, it's kind of a, I can't name the website, but I mean, just go onto any housing website, like any common one, and look up some listings around your area, and just kind of think back to either when you bought your first home or just even what the market might have been around 10 years ago compared to what they are now. And some of these prices have, I mean, we're going up like 50% to even sometimes even doubled in price from 10 years ago, sometimes even triple the price. It's getting absurd.
Well, it actually is really, it's raised a lot. And we're going to make these comments, and then we're going to take a break. Since 2020, prices have increased 54% nationwide, just like you said, and more than 50% in 73 of the country's largest metro markets. Not so in Huntsville. We're doing pretty good, but listen to this. Property taxes increased 31% from 2019 to 2025, and insurance premiums have increased by 72%. Somebody's got to pay for all that stuff, and we got to pay for mine and your salary. So let's take a break. Okay, we've got to go all the way. That sounds like
we're going all the way. Going
to go all the way. So let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. Some of our other elected officials have been endorsed. By the way, that little time clock mistake, that was my bad. I kind of goofed it up, kind of lost track of the time when our first guest did not call in. Shame on him. But there are still more elections coming up this summer, not the November 3rd general election, but we have the August 11th special election that was created by this recent redistricting decision that the Supreme Court made. And that decision created more elections in two more districts. And that's in the first and second congressional districts. And guess what? Donald Trump has endorsed a couple of people for those. And he has endorsed former U.S. Representative Jerry Carl in the first district and State Representative Rhett Markey in the second district. And essentially Trump said, hey, that's who Katie Britt wants, and that's who I'm going with. So we'll see how much difference those endorsements make in the actual election that comes up on August 11th. I didn't know if they were going to have much of an effect on the first election, the first round of elections, when we had the primaries and the runoff, but it actually did. If you recall, Barry Moore had the endorsement of President Trump for the state, for the U.S. Senate, and he won by a large percentage. And he did. Who was the other guy? Good gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the other. Wall, who was running for Lieutenant Governor, John Wall, he had an endorsement. And he won pretty big, too, in the runoff election. So we got a couple of people who are coming up, and they are going to be on August 11th. By the way, on this election, on August 11th, normally when you have a first election like this, you have to get over 50% of the vote or you're going in a runoff. Not so. In these, it's just whoever gets the most. kind of like the old Bozo show I watched when I was a little kid. They had a little thing for the kids. First is with the mostest, and whoever the first is with the mostest is going to be these two representatives in the U.S. Congress. So yeah,
that's what I'm kind of thinking. It's like you thought the polling texts and all the commercials were getting a little excessive, or just you're seeing them everywhere before. Like now that you don't have to have 50% anymore, everyone's going to be fighting over the same voter base and trying to make sure they're not splitting the vote. It's going to be aggressive marketing come early August.
Well, you know, when you think about it, Bailey, some of these races have three or four people in it. Yeah. Somebody could be elected to Congress. As an example, let's see, Marquise, who has been endorsed by Trump. He has Christian Horn, David Matthews, James Richardson, Joshua McKee, and Hampton Morris. I can't do math that good on the fly, but I think that's about six folks. And that tells me if the votes split fairly equally, somebody could win that election with 25 or 26% of the vote.
Yeah, roughly. And even you don't see it too often, but I wouldn't mind seeing – but it would be kind of interesting to see here where – I mean, you'll sometimes see a candidate where they don't – where they kind of already know in their mind that they don't really have the best chance of winning, or they don't – they already kind of know that they're not going to win the candidacy, or they're not going to win the position in the first place. So might make it their mission to split the vote from another popular candidate, try to like just cause some chaos. Like you don't see it too often, but I would be interested to see if it might happen here. Like in a race with this many people, it's not out of the possibility.
Well, it is a nice little thing that neither of those districts, I don't think any of them, cross our path. That's good, because I don't want to see those commercials anymore. They drive me bats.
Oh, my God. It's every other one.
Well, it was every other one, and they all had the same thing. Their theme was this. Mm-hmm. I'm a better friend of Trump than you are. I'm a better Christian than you, and oh, watch me shoot some skeet. And if you could put those three things in your campaign commercial, that's really what the people wanted to see, I guess. I didn't want to see them.
Yeah, and then there's always got to make sure they're holding a baby at some point in the commercial. They always got to have that.
Well, holding a baby, I thought more of them were holding shotguns this time. But I think that music says I'm almost back on schedule, and we can go ahead and take a break. Bailey, get me out of here.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with the Dow trying to hold on to gains. However, the tech-heavy NASDAQ is lower as the tech sell-off continues on AI spending fears. However, battered software stocks like Salesforce are regaining some lost ground. And oil prices are slipping, easing inflation worries, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $73 a barrel. And Carnival stock is falling 5% despite the cruise operator reporting record second quarter revenue, but it was just a bit shy of expectations in its summer profit forecast disappointed investors. In a major move to capture changing consumer foot traffic, Bath & Body Works is expanding its retail footprint. The specialty retailer will be joining forces with Ulta Beauty to bring its products to Ulta's shops. The rollout happens on July the 12th and will reach more than 600 stores. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A report that was put out by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget is now projecting that 1 million Alabamians will experience a big cut in their Social Security benefits within the next 6 years. The total amount of cuts could impact the state economy by $5.4 billion. This report is citing a significant deterioration in the financial states of both Social Security as an institution and Medicare. And that would be the reason for this potential upcoming cuts. Both Medicare and Social Security are on a pathway towards insolvency by 2033. This would result in an 11% cut in monthly payments for Medicare recipients and a 22% cut for those receiving Social Security payments. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast. And we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Extradition is underway from Michigan to Alabama of a man who's a suspect in the disappearance of a Huntsville realtor. Torre McLaren is facing kidnapping charges in the disappearance of Ronald Dumont Jr., who went missing in December of 2024. Authorities have arrested two other suspects in this case and are still searching for two others. They are Sabrina Chambers and Carissa Cash. The City Council of Tarrant approved the demolition of two buildings in order to revitalize the downtown area and install a new avenue. The demolition is already underway and will take place until June 25th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Now is your last chance to pay what we paid during the final days of employee pricing at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. I'm Bobby White, encouraging you to hurry in and lock in the same deal that our employees get on over 280 available new Fords. New Bronco Sports started under $28,000. New 25 Broncos starting at under $39,000. Or how about a new 26 Explorer starting at under $36,880. Or 26 F-150 Crew Cab 4x4s, they started under $44,500. And with your good credit, you can get financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months on a brand new Mach-E. Remember, Lynn Layton Ford will never make you pay any dealer dock fees or ridiculous upcharges. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. You pay what we paid during the final days of employee pricing at Lynn Layton Ford, in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or visit us online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Rockin' City Trash Pandas are back home June 30th through July 5th. Promotions include a bobblehead giveaway on the 1st, a youth jersey giveaway on the 2nd, and a celebration of the American 250th with post-game fireworks on the 3rd and 4th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. That's tptix.com.
Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Drier conditions arrive for this Tuesday across the Tennessee Valley. We'll sit under a partly cloudy sky. High temperatures reaching the low 80s for the afternoon. Heading into Tuesday night, we remain quiet. Low temperatures fall into the low 60s for the overnight.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is hour number two of The Point with me, Bill Crawford, and producer of Du Jour. I guess that's the right way to say producer of the day. Bailey Lowry, who was my old producer from Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff on Army Football, and we're glad to have Bailey with us today. And in a minute, we're going to be joined by Mike Myers. And Mike Myers is an individual I have yet to meet personally, but if you've been following the show on our Veterans Corner, we've been telling the story of Colonel Dale Keel's battalion and their combat experiences in the war over in Iraq, and that's being turned into a documentary. And one of the people who is in that, who I have seen on the first two episodes, is Mr. Mike Myers. Mike is joining us today. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
Man, I got you loud and clear. By the way, where are you calling from today? We had a little time zone conflict. Are you in Central Time or Eastern Time?
Oh, I'm in Mountain Time. I'm in Denver, and I wanted to make sure that I was Johnny on the spot, but I appreciate you asking. Yep, I'm in colorful Colorado.
Colorful Colorado. Well, Mike, first of all, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself personally. I do believe you and I either chatted or had an email conversation. Aren't you from Huntsville, Alabama?
Well, I'm not from Huntsville, Alabama, but I went to Oakwood University, and I also did my ILE training in Huntsville, Alabama. And my parents, they met some 50 years ago in Huntsville, Alabama at Oakwood University. So it's Oakwood and Huntsville have a great history within my family. I love the place. Many times I've, you know, been down University in Jordan, know the area really well, and Stanlio's is my favorite sandwich shop.
Well, guess what? Both Oakwood University and Stanlio's Sub Villa are still standing strong, as they have been for years and years. By the way, I was here in the Army from my last tour of active duty from 88 to 92, and Stanlio's Sub Villa was and is one of my favorite places. And one of the little known facts about that restaurant is, have you ever heard of the political commentator Sean Hannity?
I have.
Well, he got his start here in local radio in Huntsville, Alabama, and I used to listen to him locally, and his main sponsor was Stanlio's Sub Villa. And he used to do live remotes from Stanlio's. So how about that?
And it's in college.
Oh,
a young major.
Mike.
Family O saved me.
You are bouncing in and out on your connection. So if you have a little tinfoil hat, you may want to put it on top of your head and see if that will make things better.
I am. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now. What were you saying about a young major?
Oh, a young major and a young freshman in college. Stanley O's rescued me quite a few times.
Well, it's rescued a lot of people. I assume when you went to Oakwood, by the way, Oakwood's still standing strong, too. Did you go through ROTC there and receive your commission, or how did you receive your commission?
I did not. Oakwood was more of an experience for me, but I received my commission at Charleston State University in Killeen, Texas.
Well, unfortunately, you had to mention that school because I think it was last year Army football opened with Tarleton State, and we were all of the Army fans had that marked up as a big W, but guess what? They had a pretty good football team, and they beat us, and they went on to have like a 12-win season. So I was – were you tracking that? Did you recall when that happened?
I did not know that, but I definitely can imagine the people in Stephenville, Texas were pretty stoked.
They were mighty stoked, and the people at West Point, New York, and all of my friends down here, we were most unstoked. So you got commissioned out of Tarleton, and then what did you do in the military?
Well, in the military, so I enlisted in 1999. And I was a personnel administration specialist. So I was a 75 Bravo. And then, you know, 9/11 happens. And, you know, I joined before 9/11. But, you know, I had decided in about 2002 that I wanted to be a commissioned officer. And so I went to the ROTC campus at Central Texas, and I asked to see what would happen and if I could, you know, be what would it take to go green to gold. And that's exactly what I did. I went green to gold in 2002. I commissioned in 2005 as a second lieutenant, and I was quartermaster corps. So I was I thought I was just, you know, in the rear with the gear, beans and bullets, making sure that the soldiers, you know, were fed. But little did I know that really actually was convoy operations and a lot of the things that I did when I was in 1-5 CAV. And so, you know, I was in the CAV in 2005. I was in 15th BSB, and I stayed in the Brigade Support Battalion for a while and learned, you know, brigade logistics and how to support a heavy brigade combat team with fuel and water. And then I, you know, my ex-wife, she ended up getting pregnant, and I got sent down to 1-5, and 1-5 actually sent her up to the BASB. And so, you know, Dale Keel knows both me and my ex-wife, and it was a great time for us. But I will tell you, my Army experience, I had great times as a private, because you don't really have any responsibilities. But the best time I had in the military was when I was a younger officer, a second lieutenant, especially my deployment. You know, there were some tough times during that deployment, but those were the brothers and sisters that I fought and went to war with. And, we brought back some pretty hard memories, but we also, really became this tight, you know, cohesive unit. So it was a great time, and that's really how my Army career basically took off, to be completely honest. It was my experience with, you know, with 1-5 CAV. It's so crazy because from 99 to 2006, you would never think that in that short period of time, it may seem long, that you'd be in harm's way. You know, that you'd actually, you know, be out there risking it all. So it was pretty tough times.
Well, Mike, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to delve a little. We got two things further we want to talk to you about today. One is your experiences with 1-5 and how that's led into kind of being the impetus for the documentary that Dale Keel is producing. And also, we want to talk to you about your Military Basketball Association. So, Bailey, let's go ahead and take a break. And, Mike, if you can stand by for a few minutes, we'll be right back with you.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705, flash 52808.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care. Specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com.
At the Huntsville Sports Commission, we do sports. The Rocket City is your destination for world-class sports in North Alabama. The Huntsville Sports Commission brings elite tournaments, championships, and other exciting athletic events to our city. From youth leagues to national championships, we're driving tourism, boosting local business, and building a stronger, more active community. When you team up with us, we'll worry about the details so you don't have to. We do sports.
Now is your last chance to pay what we paid during the final days of employee pricing at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. I'm Bobby White, encouraging you to hurry in and lock in the same deal that our employees get on over 280 available new Fords. New Bronco Sports started under $28,000. New 25 Broncos starting at under $39,000. Or how about a new 26 Explorer starting at under $36,880? Or 26 F-150 Crew Cab 4x4s, they started under $44,500. And with your good credit, you can get financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months on a brand new Mach-E. Remember, Lynn Layton Ford will never make you pay any dealer dock fees or ridiculous upcharges. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. You pay what we pay during the final days of employee pricing at Lynn Layton Ford, in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or visit us online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care. Specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford here on Talk Radio WZZN. And we're having a conversation now with former commissioned officer Mike Myers and now commissioner of the Military Basketball Association. Mike, that cell phone still working?
Cell phone is still working.
All right, well, good. Tell us a little bit about your duties and your experiences as a member of the Quartermaster Corps supporting Lieutenant Colonel Dale Keel's unit during Iraq, during the surge, and how that led to the division or the whatever division, I guess, will be a good thing to create this documentary that we're now watching unfold before our eyes.
Well, I thank you so much for that. And Dale Keel is absolutely one of the greatest leaders and heroes that I've ever encountered in my military career. And so I, you know, he and I have had a conversation about 10 years ago when I was in Huntsville. And, you know, Dale embodies what it means to be an American officer, American soldier. And, you know, what I realized when I was deployed, especially the first time we had a hail and farewell, and it's where he was sending my ex-wife off to her new unit and welcoming me. And the first thing he told me was, you know, you've got some really big shoes to fill, you know. So here I am, a male officer, thinking that I'm, you know, just this, you know, a great person. And what he was told me was that, you know, I had really, really big shoes to fill. So I came into 1-5 really just kind of intimidated a little bit, you know, because here was this story unit that had these great Americans in it, and I was just the guy who was supporting what they were doing. And then when we got over to Baghdad, you know, I realized that this was a very dangerous situation. The country was divided, as it has been for some time now, on the war and how it was being prosecuted. And then we had, you know, a catastrophic event take place. And that's when you really kind of learn about people and who they are, and what their values are. And so, for me, the loss was something that I knew at the time I was never going to forget. But I also knew that I was in the moment, a historic moment, a very historic moment. And that kind of came to a point after this loss when I saw Dale Keel address the battalion formation. And there was a lot of anger in the formation, and people that wanted retaliation, and really wanted to do things that they absolutely were in their power to do. But I say this because when you're in a situation where you've just lost a few of your real, really good friends, and you have the means to make things right, a lot of times we will kind of cater to our impulses and our, you know, our emotions and our feelings. And what Dale was able to do was provide a sense of calm and direction so that we weren't, we didn't embarrass the United States of America. And to me, I watched that, and I promise you, when he addressed the formation, I won't say this. I think he's getting a little older, so he may or may not remember this formation when he was addressing the formation. But it was extremely hot. You know, everyone was in their, you know, boonie caps. It was a horseshoe formation. And he just basically said, you know, I know what you want to do, but, you know, here's why you can't do it.
And that was not the most popular decision by a battalion commander. And you don't realize those things now. I was a little second lieutenant. But as you go up in the ranks, you realize that that was a very historic moment. And so it kind of drove me and kind of shaped my military career. The fact that as an officer, officers do two things. We plan and decide. You know, that's literally it. If you ask us to execute stuff, you know, that's not necessarily what we do. But we plan and we make decisions, and Dale was really good at that. And so I realized that in my decision making, sometimes your decisions aren't going to be the most popular, but they're absolutely the right and moral thing to do. And so I feel like Dale did that, and he did it in a way to where, you know, I think it was better for the area and the region that we were in. And so that stayed with me. What would also stay with me was the fact that, you know, we lost a lot of people, more than what we would have. That losing anyone is a lot, but, you know, to have the month that we had in May, I you know, and then not go back and, you know, turn that place into a Fallujah or something like that. So I saw a very Christian value in Dale Q, and one of compassion. And so, because the people of Amarillo weren't bad people, you know, it wasn't, you know, but I looked at the situation, and it's like, what we were trying to do was make things normal for people the way they are here in the States, right? You get paid, you can go cash your check, you can take out your garbage, and no one's going to try to assassinate you or kill you, for the most part, here in the United States. And that wasn't the case in Amarillo. And so I knew what my mission was. I knew why I was doing the things I was doing. But it's better when your leaders are, you know, following in those values. So that's what I did. We dropped a lot of bricks. We put barriers down. That was my mission. I think we did some 15 linear miles of barrier and placement as an order, you know, as an FS, the forward support company. I tell tales about being the main effort in a major operation in Amarillo. And that is a true story. And I saw it where, you know, Colonel Keel made the FSC the main effort. That does not happen for a logistics, you know, for a forward support company. We're always in support. And so there were some non-traditional doctrinal things that Dale was able to bring to the table. And so we were all great for it, better for it, as officers and soldiers in his battalion. And I had a blast, you know, when I was out there doing logistics, but we did have some tough times.
Well, Mike, go ahead. I want to interject something because I want to make sure our listeners get a good flavor on actually what happened over. Obviously, I wasn't there, but as I've read and studied the operation that you were involved in, and for our listeners, just picture this. You're in a foreign country. Everybody's getting killed around you. You cannot, it's not like you're fighting Nazi Germany where you say, aha, there they are. Right. They're coming over the hill. Those are the bad guys. Anybody can be a bad guy. And anybody was a bad guy. And so you have soldiers who are over there who are bonded like brothers, and they're getting killed by people who they don't know who is the good guy and who is the bad guy because they all look like bad guys. And what could happen in a situation like that, as I understand from my conversations with Colonel Keel, is there was almost sort of like a My Lai massacre mentality that was developing where the soldiers were saying, hey, we can't tell who's bad or who's good, so let's just assume they're all bad and let's get every one of them. And that, as I understand it, was the situation that you were in and the mentality that was developing and the leadership challenge that he and others had to confront to keep the soldiers as soldiers. Did I accurately summarize that?
Absolutely. With the exception of, you know, the My Lai massacre, you know, totally different time. And, you know, but it absolutely, that is an accurate depiction. And just to give you a more human element, right, you train with someone for almost a year and a half, and you've known them for 2 or 3 years. And then, like, for me, on May 19th, I literally had breakfast with someone I never saw again. You know, he was killed in the Bradley. And so that type of hatred and that type of anger is very, very real. And you want to pay people back, and you want to get justice, because at the end of the day, it's still, you know, trying to make something right. You took one of ours, so we want to take, you know, two or three of yours. But that's not the right mentality to have. When you start talking about operational and strategic objectives that you're trying to accomplish, and then at the end of the day, there's a moral feeling and a moral responsibility that you have for the protection of life. Even as soldiers, we are trained to kill, we are prepared to kill, but our enemies. You know, not women and children, not non-combatants, not people who have nothing to do or are held hostages within their own neighborhoods. So Colonel Keel was able to see through that. So was much of our leadership. But it is very controversial, because you're trying to get people to do to fall in line and make sure that they don't do things that they will regret, right? Because when you take a life, that has an impact on you. It doesn't matter if it was for you know, in the name of the country or for whatever, it still is trauma. You still you've committed an act that you can't take back. And so I think that's kind of where most of us were, and trying to understand that so many years ago. But yeah, it was a very real situation. And it's not that you didn't know who the enemy was. You honestly just didn't know if you were going to get blown up. And that's really the thing that was more scary than anything, because we had seen these catastrophic losses. And so, you know, fear is real. And the thing that you think about as you leave the wire and you go outside ECP3, you realize that could happen to you. But you do it anyway. And I think that's the beauty of the American soldier, the American military, is, you know, we will know that we are in harm's way, and we will walk through that door every time, just because that's how we're trained, and that's what we signed up for. That's what we're supposed to do.
Well, Mike, that was a very good explanation of that, and I do want to let our listeners know that if you go onto our website, talkradiowzzn.com, and click podcast view episodes, you can hear Colonel Keel's explanation. I've had him on the show 2 times. And also, there is a documentary that's being developed on this. I've seen the first 2 episodes. It's fascinating. Mike is prominently featured in that, and we're just going to whet people's appetite with that, because my arch enemy, the clock, is staring at me, and I want to get people informed on what you're doing with the Military Basketball Association, of which you started. You're the commissioner and the CEO. Tell folks about that.
Yes, sir. So the Military Basketball Association is a nonprofit organization. It's based out of Colorado Springs, and we started it in 2017. And again, you know, I came back from Baghdad different. You know, I wasn't you know, I came back with post-traumatic stress injuries, and I bottled that up for about 5 years. And so the hardest thing to do is talk about, you know, your mental health and how you're feeling. And for 5 years, I bottled it up, and I started coaching. I had some success in the military as a coach. And so we, myself and a few of my retired buddies, we started the Military Basketball Association to provide an outlet for soldiers and veterans. And so what started out as this small 16-team event turned into 50 teams, 1,000, over 1,000 female and military and male athletes. And the biggest number that we have that we're proud of is zero. And so since 2017, since we started, we've had zero suicides, zero suicidal ideation. We connect hundreds of thousands of people to the services that they need. Our games, our championship games, are shown on CBS Sports Network and Gray Media and Entertainment. And so, and then we have two documentaries that are out on Amazon Prime about the Military Basketball Association. So it is... it's definitely a force for good. I'd love to explore trying to do one of our events in Huntsville, Alabama. It'd be great to come back home. But yeah, that's a little bit about the NBA. And the catalyst for the NBA was my time in 1-5 Cavs. I felt that soldiers and athletes needed a call to action. And it's very, very important that if there's a veteran or a military person in crisis, that they can use our platform as an outlet for to get connected to the services that they need. And so that's a little bit about the NBA, and I'm absolutely proud to share that, and the fact that the catalyst for starting the organization was my time at 1-5 Cavs.
Well, I got a couple of questions about that. First of all, sure. You said Redstone. Is this only at military bases, or where are the organizations and the games played?
So the most of the bases have a team, and that team they're really in military communities. We very rarely play on military bases. We just went to a change after COVID happened. But we have 50 military installations and or communities, military communities, that compete and play in the NBA. It's divided up into three divisions, the Pacific, the Central, and the Atlantic. Fort Benning, which is just down the street, there are defending world champions. They were able to win the NBA championship a few weeks ago on CBS Sports Network. So there is it's a growing nonprofit, but it helps about millions of people were impressed this year. We reached about 3.1 million people in about 2 or 3 days. So we're really excited about everything that the NBA does.
Well, guess what, my friend? You have reached one that can help you bring that to Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going to put you in touch with Mr. Mark Russell, who is the head. In fact, I was with him last night at a sports banquet. He's the head of the Huntsville Sports Commission, and also the editor of the Redstone Rocket is a big sports guy, Skip Vaughn. And I'm going to put you in touch with those two and let you tell their story. And just on the other side of the room I'm looking at is our ESPN radio affiliate. And I'm going to put you in touch with those people too. And you can get this story out in Huntsville, Alabama, and it can happen. I will do everything I can to make that happen for you. And I think we can pull together and make this thing a reality in Huntsville.
Absolutely. I mean, we would love to, I think our coaches on the Atlantic side of the house would love to have a tournament or an event there. And then, you know, getting connected with, you know, Central Alabama VA healthcare system. So it's really bigger than basketball. But basketball is just something you can do when you come to our events to watch and root for your service. But, you know, what we tout in last year, in 2025, you know, we had over 5,000 new enrollments into the VA healthcare system because of our efforts in Philadelphia and up in the Northeast. We think we can duplicate that and bring that type of effort to the Southeast and to the rest of the country. And we know our events attract veterans and attract military families. So I'd love to do something like that. I was listening to some of the commercials, and I definitely want to get in touch with the Huntsville Sports Commission.
Well, we will do that, Huntsville Sports Commission, and also I can put you in touch with the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. And hey, you're doing a good thing, and I really like people who do good things. Doers of good deeds, they called them on the Wizard of Oz. You're one of those. I'm going to help you out, and I thank you for your time today. And, oh, by the way, one of the largest Association of United States Army entities in America is Huntsville. And in 2 years, you know, the president will be retired Colonel Dale Keel. So I think you're on the right track. Yeah, didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not. Well, I see Colonel Keel's been holding out on it.
Well, hey, you found the right mouthpiece for you, and I thank you for your time out in lovely Colorado today, and I'm going to go ahead and let you go for now. We will stay in touch, and it will be soon. So, Bailey, let's go ahead and get a break in, and Mike Myers, thank you for your time today. You're doing good things.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, and let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here and come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh my God. Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. This Tuesday night will remain under quiet conditions. We'll see low temperatures fall into the low 60s for the overnight. Heading into Wednesday, expect to see another day of partly sunshine. High temperatures warming back into the upper 80s for the afternoon. A small chance for rain in the afternoon as well.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. I love that music, especially after our last guest we just had on, Michael Myers. And I'm going to do whatever I can to help him out. I know Mark Russell, the head of the Sports Commission, and also the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. And those are two people who I think can help make his quest come true. And we also just had in Huntsville at John Hunt Park a recently dedicated $13.5 million fitness facility that has all kinds of basketball places in it. So there's something that might be there. I'm going to see what I can do to help him out. He's a good man, and I like to see if we can help people do good things. And as Howard Cosell used to say, this is Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Sometimes, Bailey, you probably didn't get my Howard Cosell imitation. You probably don't even know who that is, do you?
Not quite. I'm more accustomed with early 2010s, 2000s, like kind of stuff.
Well, Howard Cosell was 60s and 70s, but he used to be the most prominent sportscaster, and that was how he would open his show. This is Howard Cosell speaking of sports. And speaking of sports, Bailey, the news hawk, just alerted something to my attention. And sometimes, you know, we are not a sports talk show. That's the other side of the room. But sometimes sports and news coincide, and they have coincided today in some of the recent changes that the National Collegiate Athletic Association has adopted in their eligibility rules. So here's some of the things that are, I think, are significant. One is this. It used to be the NCAA said, well, you have 4 years to play five, which meant you could get what is called a red shirt season, where essentially you're on the team, but if you don't play in more than four games, it doesn't count, and you can have another season. And that was a process that just got mishmashed all over the place. People would have requests for waivers, all kinds of things going on to try to get extra years. And the NCAA has said, not anymore. Now they say this. They say you can only play for 5 years, no matter what. And your clock for being eligible begins after you graduate from high school or after you turn 19, whichever comes first. So if you turn 19 while you're a high school senior and you hadn't graduated yet, guess what? Your eligibility starts right then. So five seasons is all you get, no matter what. And the other thing that happened recently, and if you're a college football fan, you were tracking a lot of the requests people had to have their eligibility looked at again and said, yes, we've had hardships, we've had problems, we've had all kinds of things that happen that should give us another year of college football. The big case involving this was the Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, who did make an appeal for more eligibility, and guess what? He got more eligibility. But now most of the eligibility exemptions have been taken away from college athletics. There are exceptions for active military service, pregnancy, or official religious missions, such as sometimes the Brigham Young University students, they go on a mission. And
I was about to say, I think, is that really it? I mean, off the top of my head, anyway, I'm thinking, is BYU like the main one? Like,
well, they're the only one I can think of that would actually apply to. I don't know of any other university that sends their students off on mission trips, but BYU does it, and they sometimes go on a 2-year mission trip. And what this rule says is they come back, and those 2 years didn't count towards their 5, and they can continue to play. And one other thing I thought was most interesting is this stuff is not retroactive. It's not going to go back past 2026, and you're not going to get an additional season if you are not in one of these criterion. It's just not going to happen. You're still going to get 5 to play 5, and that is it. And here's one that I would call this, because of the example they use, I would call this the Diego Pavia rule. And if folks down in this neck of the woods certainly are familiar with Diego Pavia, he was the Vanderbilt quarterback who a couple of years ago during Kalen DeBoer's first year led Vanderbilt to a very stunning upset over the Alabama Christian, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Well, what happened was Diego Pavia said, hey, I played a lot of time at New Mexico State University, New Mexico Military Academy, and that's a junior college level. And he said, that should not count towards my eligibility, and I should get another year to go ahead and play. Well, that wasn't granted to him last year, but guess what? That's the rule now. And the rule says that if athletes who previously competed at non-NCAA institutions, such as junior colleges, can receive an extra year of eligibility. So Diego Pavia made that rule happen. So who knows what's going to happen, but that is what just did happen. And it's going to the college football winds blow differently very, very many times, but that's the way they blew today. And so, Bay, let's go ahead and take a break and come back and wrap this thing up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. 2 locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a 2-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
This is Jen with the Furniture Factory Bar and Grill. Y'all need to come join us. We have so many fun things every night of the week. From Monday night, steak night, Tuesday night, karaoke, Wednesday night, we have Singo Bingo, Thursday night is bike night. Of course, we've got live music on the weekends, so y'all come join us. Meridian Street Crossing, we've got Furniture Factory Bar and Grill. Come on next door to the Rocket City Honky Tonk, where we've got honky tonk music all night long. Y'all come join us. We'd love to see you.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a 2-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too. As the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the end of the second hour and the end of the broadcast day today for The Point with Bill Crawford. Bailey Lowry, Jay, and did a great job as producer. Thank you very much, Bailey. Glad to have you with us. Kind of reminds me of the old days when we were perched highly in the attic of the studio in the other building and had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, there's a cool, crisp 62 degrees up there.
Yeah, it was mighty crisp up there, and it also was just not my favorite place. But thanks, Bailey, for doing that. Thank you for being with us today. Speaking of bees, one thing I wanted to mention as I wrap this thing up, here in Alabama, especially on my deck, we are always in a constant battle with flying critters. Flying critters, mosquitoes, bees, you name it, flies. I hate those things. We're always trying to put something up to get rid of them. But how about this? In Mauriceville, Texas, a truck carrying 50,000 pounds or 2 million bees overturned in the neighborhood. How'd you like to have that happen in your backyard? I think there's no way you could get away from those things. And firstly, I'd like to see how you put 50,000 pounds of bees in a truck. I don't know. I'm just glad it didn't happen in Southeast Huntsville. So
I just heard the 50,000 bees. I didn't hear the 50,000 pounds of bees.
No, 50,000 pounds, 2 million bees.
Oh, my God.
My God. All right, folks, let's get out of here before bee stings me. This is Bill Crawford and Bailey Lowry. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time.